Tape 2, Agbayani Village, June 15th, 1974.
God, our Father, you have given to us your Son, who now loves and lives within us.
Enable us to carry this selfless love of your Son, Jesus, into all that we do this day, this week, and the rest of our lives. Enable us to continue it and carry on the great work that has begun here on these 40 acres, the great work of the Farm Workers Union, the great work of providing, in this particular instance, for shelter for retired members. This is indeed a holy work, and we ask that you enable us to pursue it for the rest of our lives. Also, we pray, not only as we already have for those who built the building, who in any way were responsible for bringing it to completion, but also for those deceased members of our union, the man after whom the building is named. All these we also pray for. And we offer this prayer to you through and in our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who together with you in the Holy Spirit lives forever and ever. The Lord is with you.
Also with you.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, let's together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all of you and remain with you forever and ever. Amen. We have completed the liturgy, and Caesar has suggested that we wait for a bit for the actual blessing of the building. So we will do that, and at that time we'll again call you to this particular spot where we'll begin and then have the blessing of the building itself. We shall overcome. Espanol, who's going to do that?
Spanish?
Yeah. Okay.
No, so.
Nosotros venceremos.
Oh, yeah. I'm particularly happy today. I'm honored to greet you and welcome you to the home site of the farm workers of America here in 40 acres. It seems to me this day is a very significant one. It's just because the occasion is really dedicated to a project which to me is one of the most important projects in the whole world. It is because it really signifies and demonstrates the helpfulness of all peoples. Don't forget that the farm workers alone could not put up a project like this. However, we do have acknowledged our debts to the people of all classes, because the money, the skills, the professional knowledge that we have been using in this movement had been in the middle class. And so therefore, to me, it's very significant, because if we can only have a project where people of good hearts could help the poor people, I think we could make the world a better world to live. Let's not be deceived about petty quarrels among peoples, because just like a family, we have our disagreements. But in fact, basically, we all do agree that all people should live better, and we know that we are all brothers. And because of the cause of humanity, all peoples struggle together. And now I have the honor to introduce to you one of the greatest symbols of struggles of peace and brother around the world, Cesar Chavez.
Thank you very much. Muchísimas gracias. Mabuhay. No se oye. Mabuhay. Viva la huelga.
Viva.
Please sit down, brothers and sisters. Siéntese, por favor. Those of you have seats. Brothers and sisters, hermanos y hermanas, as we were coming into Delano a while ago, Delano, the city of Delano, has erected a sign. And the sign says, grapes are claim to fame. And you wouldn't believe this, but right on that sign, someone went and put a huge black eagle. For a moment, I thought that the city fathers had a change of heart, and there was a way of telling us that we're welcoming us to Delano. But I found out, no sooner I came here, I found out that they're still living in the 17th century here in Delano. Hermanos y hermanas, es un gran placer para mí estar con ustedes esta mañana. Tenemos que hablar aquí en las dos idiomas. Solo que voy a hablar en inglés un poco, otro poco en español, y a ver cómo nos va. Si se puede.
Si se puede.
We're here to honor the memory of Brother Paulo Agbayani. We're here to dedicate this retirement village. It's a dream come true for many of us. We're here to understand that the concept of retirement should not be the idea of junking senior citizens, but in fact should be the beginning of a second good life. Let this building and this project remind us that our senior citizens have many skills to contribute, many years to live, and that the building of this village and this building is really the beginning to get them and get us together so we can live together and not what is so commonly practiced in this country, that you build a retirement center for retired citizens to get rid of them. But that the idea should be to bring them in. And brothers and sisters, the concept that our movement has of retirement, the great respect that exists not only in the Mexican but in the Filipino traditions of honoring and respecting senior people. For this reason, if we continue to make progress, in a not too distant future, I can envision, I can see a daycare center being built right here where we're standing today, and we will let the young and the old come together. We will let the people who will populate the daycare center, let them walk across and make friends with the people who will be residing in this village. And let those two age groups come together and show us as an example, set an example for all of us, really, truly, how much is in common with people regardless of what age you may come from or what age you may be in. The village is also a reminder that the struggle to build a union among farm workers is an old struggle. It's been going on for more years than we have lived, and it continues to go on, that the farm workers in their own way, in their own time, and for throughout many years have been struggling to build a union. And so the village today reminds us of all of the unsung heroes, of all of the martyrs, men in this same valley, 13 miles from here, the massacre, 36 miles from here, people killed. Here in Delano, people shot, hundreds of people deported back in the 30s and the 20s, before the First World War and into the, after the Second World War, the Georgia strike of 1949-1950, and all the struggles. Let then this dedication be a reminder to us that there have been people before us who have given themselves to the struggle to build a union for farm workers. So in a sense, this dedication today should also be, sorry, as a witness that our union and our movement have struck deep roots in Delano. And let those who oppose us know that these deep roots shall never be pulled out, but that they will be, that it's the power that the people have establishing their breath right here in Delano, saying, we're here to stay, come what may. We have a little boy. That's Mundo. Mundo. I know him. He's my pal. Mundo. 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 Where's Kathy? Where's Kathy? Kathy Murguia. Mundo. Okay. That's not an interruption. That's, we appreciate that. That's life. And so, brothers and sisters, just as after this winter, the vines flourish and bring forth their fruit, so our own union will flourish too and will bring forth much fruit. And the Agbayani village is only a tiny portion of the fruit that this movement will bring to people, to farm workers all over this country. Thank you very much. Ahora en español. Ahora que veníamos entrando a la ciudad de Leno, ahí en los afueras está un sign, ¿verdad? Que la ciudad ha puesto ahí que dice, las uvas es nuestra fama. Y yo miré ese sign condenado que pues no me gusta, pero lo vi. Y luego yo pensaba que estaba viendo doble porque miré una gran águila ahí en el sign ese. Y yo de pronto pensé que posiblemente los achichincles aquí de la ciudad de Leno que corren el gobierno habían cambiado de mente. Y dije, a lo mejor ese es un signo que nos invitan una vez más a nuestro pueblo. Pero al entrar aquí a de Leno me di cuenta que todavía siguen viviendo en las tinieblas. Estamos aquí para honrar a nuestro hermano Pablo Bayani.